Once again, on Tuesday mornings, we like to have a chat with the gang from a New Providence Medical at Warners Bay. And Dr. Colin joins us this week. Good morning, Dr. Cole. This week, it is Lung Health Awareness Week. And you want to go firstly through the eight signs that we may need to have our health checked out by a doctor.
Well, that's right, Mark. There are things that maybe you aren't aware of with your lungs that it's time to come and have a check with your doctor. The first one is if you've got a persistent or changed cough. Secondly, if you're coughing up mucus or blood. If you find you get out of breath easier than the other people your age. If you're experiencing chest tightness or wheeze. If you're getting lots of chest infections frequently. If you have chest pain associated with tiredness or sudden weight loss. If you're a smoker or ex-smoker. Or if you've worked in a job which has exposed you to dust, gas or fumes, then it could be that you have a lung problem and you should pop in and see your local GP and have a chat about it.
Gee, that really covers a whole lot of things that could be going on there, Dr. Colin. I guess we surely should not take any of these for granted. We should hop onto it straight away.
Yes. And, of course, the one thing with your lung health that's important that everyone can do is if you don't smoke, don't start. And if you do smoke, it's time to start thinking about stopping. Because tobacco is the only product, if you use it as the way they direct you to, has a good chance of killing you.
There are some strategies, though, to try and quit.
Yeah, there are four strategies, and to make it simple, they all begin with the letter D. The first thing is that when you feel like you want to have a smoke, the first thing to do is to say, delay it. I'm going to put it off for a few minutes. If I can get by without 10 or 15 minutes, and then often by the time you've had that delay, it's not so high in your mind. The second is to distract yourself. I don't care what you do, whether you read a book, take the dog for a walk, pull weeds out of the garden, find someone to give a cuddle to, but distract yourself and don't have a smoke. And the other two are to take lots of deep breathing exercise and drink lots of water or fruit juice. We do, of course, have medication which can assist you these days, and for that you should have a chat with your GP.
Dr. Cole, I think it's interesting when you mentioned distractions there. You mentioned either pull some weeds out of the garden or find someone to have a cuddle with. I don't think that's much of a real choice, is it? One would have to be above the other.
Oh, I'd pull weeds out of the garden any day.
More lies on a medical segment.
Okay.
And what about chronic airways disease? That's something you wanted to touch on briefly as well.
Well, chronic airways disease, maybe more commonly known as chronic bronchitis or emphysema, is very common for people, particularly the major risk factor is if you've been a smoker. The first thing to do if you have this is to quit smoking. Make sure you're at a healthy weight, stay active, get enough sleep, avoid environmental pollution, and have your annual flu shot, and also a Pneumovax shot should be given at least once, maybe twice, depending on what your doctor advises. But maybe if you don't know you have this, we need to diagnose it. And the way to do that is with a test called spirometry. Anybody at risk should have this test, especially if you're a smoker aged over the age of 35 to 40 years, because if we can detect this early, we've got lots of new medications that we can offer you, as well as lifestyle changes that will help you in managing this problem.
Dr. Colin, some great advice as always there. We'll talk to you next week.
Look forward to it, Mark.
There he is, Dr. Colin Fair from our sponsor, the New Providence Medical Centre at Warners Bay. A fresh approach to healthcare on 2NURFM 103.7.